With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Caring for a loved one with a mental illness can be very isolating. NAMI Northern Lakes wants people to know they're not alone. WXPR's Katie Thorson reports.
The Northern Lakes chapter of the National Alliance on Mental Illness, or NAMI, has long supported people with mental illnesses through peer-to-peer support and by connecting people to resources. Mick Fiocchi is a NAMI Northern Lakes board member.
It's been shown over and over again that the best way for people with serious or persistent mental illness to get by in this world is to have psychiatric care and counseling and peer support and family support. If you have all of those things, they're still really difficult disorders, but it's kind of the best outcome for most people if they have all of those things.
To help with the family support aspect, Northern Lakes is starting a NAMI family support group in Rhinelander. It's a chance for loved ones and caretakers of someone who has a mental illness to meet with other people who know and can understand what they're experiencing.
These things are very isolating. The stigma against mental illness is a powerful, powerful thing. And so, you know, you might have not had anybody to talk to for years while you're helping your loved one. Well, this would be a great place for you too. So it is open to everybody. All NAMI programs are free of charge.
The first meeting will be Tuesday at 5:30 at the NAMI Northern Lakes Center in the lower level of Trinity Lutheran Church in Rhinelander. They plan to meet the second Tuesday of every month. Fiocchi and NAMI Northern Lakes Vice President Lisa Miller are the co-facilitators of the support group.
I would encourage people to come because it's a place where you can be understood. And not everyone understands this. And I think that is part of the support, is knowing that there's at least two other people out there who understand, and we welcome people.
You can learn more about NAMI Northern Lakes at WXPR.org. Just look for this article. Katie Thorson, WXPR News.
Grand opening ceremonies for the Flambeau River YMCA in Park Falls drew more than 125 people. The grand opening yesterday celebrated years of work to bring a YMCA to Park Falls. Linda May, executive director of the YMCA of the Northwoods, says the Y supports community, but the community supports the Y.
This building didn't rise overnight. It was shaped by the dedication of countless individuals, our board of directors, volunteers, donors, city and state leaders, neighbors, and the excellent vendors we had on this project that built this place with such quality. Every brick and beam represents your belief and your commitment.
The old Park Falls City Hall building was renovated and added to for the new Flambeau River YMCA. The facility will include child care, teen and senior centers, along with a 24/7 fitness center. Burn permits are suspended in the Upper Peninsula. As WXPR reported earlier this week, the Wisconsin DNR has also suspended burn permits at this time. The current fire danger across most of northern Wisconsin and the western UP is very high. That's the second highest level. Permits for outdoor burning will not be issued in the Upper Peninsula for the time being. The Michigan DNR says campfires for warming and cooking purposes are allowed, but take precautions if you build one. That includes making sure it is contained within a metal ring, not starting it until after 6 p.m. when winds die down and humidity rises, and keeping a water hose or pail of water nearby. According to the Wisconsin DNR Fire Management Dashboard, there have been at least 70 fires burning more than 80 acres this past week alone in the state. Democratic voters in Wisconsin have asked the state's liberal-controlled Supreme Court to throw out the state's current congressional district boundaries after a similar request was rejected last year. Both petitions were filed by the Elias Law Group. The latest one seeks to have the state's eight congressional district lines redrawn ahead of the 2026 midterms. Republicans currently hold six of the eight seats, but only two of the districts are considered to be competitive. The petition asks the Wisconsin Supreme Court to take the case directly, skipping the lower courts. The court is controlled 4-3 by liberal justices. Republicans who control the Wisconsin legislature have voted to kill most of the top spending priorities of Democratic Governor Tony Evers. The vote Thursday comes as both sides are negotiating a tax cut. The legislature's Republican-controlled Budget Committee voted along party lines to kill more than 600 budget proposals put forward by Evers. That includes legalizing marijuana, spending more state money on child care providers, expanding Medicaid, and raising taxes on those who earn more than $1 million. The cuts come amid uncertainty about how much federal money the state will get as President Donald Trump's administration moves to drastically reduce government spending. Wisconsin's investment in preserving its agricultural land is offering some solace to farmers and landowners while helping them save money amid a climate of economic uncertainty. Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
The Farmland Preservation Program provides landowners a $10 per acre credit on their income taxes if they meet agriculture conservation requirements. Katie Abbott with the Iowa County Land Conservation Department says county conservation staff work with landowners to make sure they are meeting those standards and help those who aren't get back into compliance so they can keep their tax credit.
It's just a really great way for landowners to get one-on-one conservation help and get a little financial incentive to help protect the soil and water that we all depend on.
The program promotes practices like nutrient management planning, which helps landowners save money by optimizing fertilizer use and protecting soil resources. Most of Iowa County is zoned for agriculture use, with local farmers and landowners benefiting from more than $1.4 million in tax credits. I'm Judith Ruiz Branch reporting.
For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.